Welcome to the Inventory Nation podcast, a show designed to bring you the incredible voices and stories of veterinary professionals coast to coast, all while helping you to manage and control your inventory. I'm your host, Nicole Claussen, coach, advisor, and champion for veterinary teams and their inventory. Joining you live from the mountains of Montana, welcome to the show. Hello, welcome back to the Inventory Nation podcast. As always, I am so excited that you're here, so excited that you're tuning in. If today is your very first episode, I'm honored that you're here. If you're a longtime listener, oh my gosh, I am so grateful for you for tuning in just about every week to listen to me talk about inventory. So as summer kind of winds down, it's kind of crazy that it's already almost September. And it's finally starting to be fall. Super excited about that. So today's episode is going to be a juicy one because I am going to be talking about one of the questions that I get asked most often. Maybe not the most often asked questions, but it's up there. So that's what we're talking about today. On the very exciting news front, my very dear sweet nephew turned 4. So, Heather, my sister, if you're listening, happy birthday to my favorite nephew. And in other news, also, the Certified Veterinary Inventory Professional Program is opening up for enrollment in September on the 19th. It's going to be opening enrollment for new students. I am absolutely blown away by all of the hard work the current students are putting in. And I love seeing all of the just really cool results and all the things they're doing with it. So if you've been eyeing the program, you're like, ooh, should I join? The opportunity is coming up on the 19th. So feel free to reach out if you have any questions. You know, as always, you know where to find me. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right in to this week's episode. So probably in the top 5 questions I get asked is, how long should it take me each week to manage inventory? So that's probably in the top 5. That's what I'm going to be answering today. But I just wanted to share the number one question I get asked is, and that is my inventory the worst you've ever seen? So usually when I start working with a new one-on-one client, we're either working remotely together or on site, they usually want to know, is my inventory the worst you've ever seen? And you know what? My answer is always no. Because inventory, I'm sure as you know, is one of those areas in vet med where there's not a lot of training, there's not a lot of resources. And so it is very, very common for an inventory to be like, you know, to need some work and have some areas of opportunity. And so, you know, if you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like mine has to be the worst practice in the whole world as far as inventory management goes, I promise you that you are not. So, you know, a lot of practices have many areas of opportunity. Some have fewer, some have more. But, you know, the fact is, even just by listening to this episode and this podcast in general, you're growing, you're learning. And, you know, that's the first step really is just, I don't want to say the first step is like admitting you have a problem, but the first step is saying like, hey, I think we could do better here. I think we could do better in these areas and then putting that into action. So that's why your inventory will never ever be the worst I've ever seen because you are always willing to learn and grow. And so, you know, hats off to you there. Okay, so let's go back to our original question of how long should inventory take each week? How long should I or should my inventory manager spend managing inventory? Now, I kind of hate to be the bearer of bad news on this, but it depends, right? There's a lot of factors that goes into how long inventory should take each week. So some of those factors might be, you know, starting out right off the bat, like how many doctors do you have? You know, for a larger practice, right? 10 plus doctors, it's going to look very differently than a practice that only has 2 veterinarians. And so really, And I kind of said like the number of doctors, right? Because typically the more doctors you have, the larger your inventory, the more SKUs you have on the shelf, the more items and maybe all specialty equipment that you need to kind of manage. So that's a really big factor right there. So, you know, for like a two doctor practice, you know, you might spend several hours a week, whereas, you know, a much larger practice might have a dedicated full-time inventory specialist. And so it really kind of depends on the size of the practice. And on that note, kind of in that same vein, it also really depends on how many SKUs the practice has. So if there are a lot of products, it's going to take more time to manage than if they were less products. And also if it's a lot of specialty things, right? If it's kind of like a lot of different like specialty surgical supplies and pins and plates and needles, or not needles, but, you know, pins, plates, all those kind of like specialty things. Typically, those take a lot longer to kind of procure and find, unless you have a really good reliable source, than if it was kind of more standard items. So that's kind of where, you know, maybe your product mix or what's actually in your inventory might vary how much time that you're actually spending on it. Now, the next kind of really big piece is, what is the role of this person, the inventory specialist, or you, right? As an inventory manager, what does your role look like, right? Are you just placing an order and receiving? Are you also doing demand forecasting? Are you budgeting? Are you tracking key performance indicators? Are you adjusting pricing? Like, what is kind of involved in your role as far as inventory management goes? Do you also share some of the kind of more financial metric benchmarking, et cetera, responsibilities? So the more responsibilities that you have, you know, usually that means it's going to take you longer to kind of do everything within that role. But, you know, as far as just kind of the order replenishment aspect of it goes, you know, I feel like that also depends on kind of the skill level, or maybe how much training the inventory manager got. So maybe if you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like inventory takes a really long time at my practice, maybe you're the practice manager and you've delegated this out, my first question would be, how much training did your inventory specialist, inventory manager, how much did they actually receive? Because if they didn't receive a lot of training, or they're just kind of learning as they go, trial by fire, that is going to be a look a lot differently than somebody who is highly trained and, you know, really highly skilled to be an inventory manager, right? Because if you're just having somebody who's just trying to get by versus somebody who's really confident, they have their system set up, etc., it's going to look, you know, or kind of be a world of difference as far as how much time it takes each week to manage inventory. So, you know, they're really kind of, you know, as you can kind of see, there's a lot of variables here, but you're like, okay, Nicole, like that's not super helpful. So, you know, I would say, you know, for like a 2-3 doctor practice, right, I would expect maybe like 2 to 5 plus maybe 6 hours. Whereas a larger practice, you know, maybe like 10 plus doctors, 20 doctors, you know, you might be looking at 20, 30, maybe even a full-time role. So, you know, when you're kind of saying like, oh, is this taking me too long, or is it taking my inventory manager too long? Ask yourself, you know, how many doctors do I have? How much training did I or my inventory person receive? How comfortable do they feel in the role? What does the role include? Is it more than just placing an order and receiving it? Is it also all those kind of other, you know, true inventory management duties? Are they organizing and demand forecasting and budgeting and, you know, making sure the prices are accurate and maintaining the system? And are they working with controlled drug logs? Are they reconciling those? You know, so there's so many different pieces that goes into it. So, you know, kind of brainstorm and think, oh, what are they actually kind of involved in when you're kind of making that decision? And so this is kind of another piece where, you know, leaning out our inventory and really having streamlined processes can help not only reduce our cost of goods and make sure that we don't have kind of an overinflated inventory budget, but also it saves us a lot of time, right? Because, you know, the more streamlined we are, the more efficient it is. So that's kind of another benefit of having just like this lean inventory system going on. So one of the other kind of factors of how long it should take is it also kind of depends where you're at in how much you're fixing your inventory. So for example, if you're kind of like right in the thick of things, right? You're working on getting your practice management system set up. You're working on calculating reorder points and creating reorder tags and all this other stuff. You're likely going to be spending a lot more time or maybe some more time managing inventory. So it's kind of like, I remember as, you know, my first role as an inventory manager, when I didn't know what I was doing and was just trying to get by, it took me longer than I'd like, right? Because I was like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but there's also a lot of guesswork. But then as I kind of started developing my systems and I was learning and discovering what worked, and then it started taking me a little bit more time, right? Because I was really heavily focused on not only ordering and order replenishment, but I was also focused on you know, fixing my practice management system, getting everything accurate, set up, setting up my reorder points, making sure that my pricing was correct. So there's just a lot of work kind of in the thick of it. But then once I kind of got everything set up, the time that it took me to just place an order and really do anything else was cut down drastically. It was so much lower than even when I had started. It was crazy how much time it had saved me. And it really opened me up to kind of focus on a lot of other areas in the practice. So, you know, that's another really big factor of how long it should take. Because, you know, if you're kind of still walking around the practice, looking at every single item, you're relying on people writing something down on the whiteboard or a notebook, you know, that is going to take a lot longer than if you have a, you know, a practice management system that has reorder points, the quantity on hand is accurate, you have reorder tags, you have a lot of these reorder flags set up and working correctly. So the amount of time between situation and situation B, situation A, with just walking around and looking at every single thing versus having a practice management system that you can rely on to track inventory. You have your reorder tags, maybe you have reorder bins. It is absolutely going to be night and day. And so, but there's also kind of like this middle ground between the two when you're kind of bridging them together and you're going from situation A to situation B, it's going to take you more time. So if you're in the thick of it and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm spending so much time fixing, or I'm spending so much time, you know, trying to get this right, let me tell you, the other side of it is so worth it, you know, and just recognize like, hey, our inventory hasn't been right in 10 plus years. It's probably going to take some time to get it set up. But like I said, once you do, oh my gosh, is it worth it? It saves you so much time. It saves you so many headaches. It just is really helpful. Now, granted, it'll never ever be perfection, right? As much as our type A potentially personalities want it to be. Unfortunately, inventory is one of those things that is just never perfect. But if we have things set up with the best intentions, if we have things set up the best that we can, that'll really take us far as in kind of achieving our goal to spend, you know, not as little time as possible. I mean, that might be your goal, but at least I guess an optimized amount of time, right? So we, whatever time spent managing inventory is time spent most effective. So we're not just kind of like wondering, oh, what do I order and how much do I order of? We're like, yeah, we get in there, we're confident. We pull that reorder list. We're like, yeah, let's do this, right? So just kind of know if you're in the thick of things, give yourself a little bit of grace. I see you. I know how much work you're putting into it right now. I know how like the tireless amount of like effort that goes into it. So kudos to you on that. Okay. So those are kind of like a lot of the factors that go into how much time it should actually take you. So now let's talk about kind of the maybe not necessarily like time wasters, but things where you'll spend more time versus some time savers where you'll spend less time. So kind of as I've already alluded to and hinted at this episode, you know, some of the time wasters especially are going to be walking around and looking at every single item. I mean, there are times, right, when we want to like verify or double check or something like that. But, you know, I just kind of like imagine, like, I don't know how many like years ago it was now. It's just long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. There was another gal. This was before even my first inventory manager job. I just remember it seemed like all the time she was like looking through cabinets and like crawling into cabinets and, you know, looking through shelves and just like looking through things constantly, right? She was the one who would place an order. And so she was just like looking through things constantly. And I just felt like anytime I like, cause I was a receptionist at the time, like anytime I went in the back treatment area, she was like, you know, crawling into some shelf, trying to, you know, see what was low and what wasn't and where things were and et cetera, et cetera. So I almost forgot where I was going with that. So walking around and like looking at every single item kind of in that regard, that takes a lot longer to manage than if we have things set up with flags. It's kind of like this reactivity piece, right? Whereas when we are, you know, looking and searching for everything, it's kind of like we are, you know, being a little bit more reactive, or we have to like take this more, we have to go to it, if that makes sense. Whereas if we have things set up, we have our reorder point set up, we have flags set up, we have, you know, whatever works in your particular situation, we have this kind of point where we're like, oh, hey, we need to order this rather than going to search for it. It kind of comes to us. And you know how I like to kind of compare things to grocery shopping. And this is, you know, similar to like, let's say if you're like, you get off work and you're like, oh my gosh, we have no groceries. I got to place an order. And you're like, I think we probably need some of this and probably maybe some of that. And you're kind of like walking down the aisles, seeing if it like, you know, kind of triggers of like, oh yeah, I think we need this or I think we need that, versus, right, going home, deciding what meals you want to make for the week, and then writing out a list of what you need, the amounts that you need, etc. So you can kind of see where we kind of come into these two situations where one is very reactive and one is like, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure we need this, or oh yeah, I think this is running low, or I think I need this, versus kind of having an outline or a plan, aka our ingredient list from our recipes. And so it's very similar to us managing our inventory. But also, if you are currently kind of like walking around and looking at everything, when you're like, ooh, that sounds like me, You are certainly not alone. It's very common. But if you're wanting to spend less time managing inventory and you're like, oh, I feel this is like such a pain is to walk around and look at everything or, you know, rely on somebody to write it down, there are better ways. So definitely recommend looking into reorder tags, reorder bins, electronic reorder points in your practice management system. So there's a lot of avenues to kind of make that better. Another kind of thing that can take longer is ordering every single day or ordering a lot throughout the week, right? Because let's say, for example, let's look at two different scenarios. We're just doing that two different scenario game today. So two different scenarios. We have scenario A, and that's where Monday morning you come in, you print off your reorder point from your practice meet or your reorder point report. Hello, tongue tie there. Reorder point report from your practice management system. You grab your reorder tags, you verify a couple things, you double check your want book, and you have your order already put together. You've kind of forecasted what you're going to need for the week, so you already know what to buy to that'll kind of like last you, you know, for until your next order, essentially. Versus, let's then look at scenario B, where you're kind of just like walking around looking at things and you're kind of shaking the bottle and looking in the bag and you're like, I think we should be good. Yeah, I think we all have enough. Yeah, I think we should be good, right? And so that kind of creates, again, this two different scenarios. So then maybe tomorrow you're like, ooh, I kind of actually misjudged that. We're actually really low and now I have to order more. Or, oh my gosh, I completely forgot to check this whole cabinet. Or maybe you're like, oh, I forgot to check this whole area of the pharmacy. And so you kind of create the situation where you're ordering multiple times throughout the week. And so your labor costs for how long it takes you to kind of place that order adds up. But then on the flip side, it can be very disruptive because you're like, oh my gosh, I am now also ordering every day, but that also means I'm unpacking every day and I have to receive every day. And there's a lot more invoices that I need to reconcile. There's a lot more things that I need to enter into my practice management system. And so it's just kind of like consolidating your time and saying, okay, I'm going to plan for the week. I'm going to plan for this particular time period. I know what's low. I know what I need to do to kind of get me, you know, through a particular time period versus like, oh yeah, I think, I think this looks good. I think we're going to have enough. I think this will last me through. I think that just makes a huge difference as far as like how much time it took you. Because, you know, I was both scenarios, right? So I started as kind of the, oh yeah, I think this looks good. Or, oh yeah, that feels low. Or, oh yeah, like that sounds great, right? That was me. I remember, the very first day I just was like, so I was brand new to the practice, brand new to inventory, never managed inventory. And, I just throughout the day, like people would just call when they realized that something was low and they would just call and place an order for something. And so like things would just be coming, like it was like a revolving door, right? It was something that was like, not only was it like one order per day, but it was like a bunch of orders every single day. And so I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And so I was eventually able to get to the place where I was ordering maybe once, maybe twice a week. And so I definitely can, you know, get the frustration of kind of the first scenario of just spending a lot of time and feeling like you're spinning your wheels versus having that strategic approach. And so, you know, I just highly, highly recommend it. And I think it really made such a difference, not only in my inventory, but also in kind of like my role and my, you know, career and mental health and like space in the practice, because it was like, I felt more, I don't know what the right word is for it, but I just felt better about the situation. I knew and I was more confident. I guess that's what it was. I was more confident in what I was doing. I ran out significantly less. I was spending a significantly less time, like all the good things, right? And so that's really why I love to help others. And it's so important to me too, and why I love what I do so much, is I have the opportunity to help people get from point A to point B a whole lot faster and hopefully with a whole lot more stress. And so, you know, I think when I started VetLogic, you know, I was like, oh, if I could just help one person, if I could just help one person have that light bulb moment and not feel like they're so overwhelmed that they're getting constantly, you know, texted on their day off. Like, I was getting so many texts on my day off. I basically gave up my day off and split, and then I would work like 2 half days instead of having a day off. And I was like, if I could just help one person so that doesn't happen to you, like, that would just, you know, that would just make my heart sore. And so that's why I love what I do. And I'm just really grateful for the opportunity. So that was a whole long-winded answer for how long should my inventory take. But that was a little bit about my journey too. So I hope that kind of helps you feel a little less alone, that I also went through that. But at the same time, I also saw the before and after, and I've seen a lot of the befores and afters of other inventory managers, veterinary professionals that I've helped along the way. And so I just really highly recommend taking a streamlined, systemized approach to your inventory because of just the difference it can make. Okay, so what are some time savers for our inventory? So you're probably going to know my answer to this, but it's going to be using systems or automations or something, or just kind of having a structure, right? So using our reorder points. If you haven't heard of reorder points before, a reorder point is simply the point or the quantity on hand level where you want to place another order. And this is essentially low quantified. So when we use reorder points, that really helps us to take our sales history to kind of predict what we're going to use in the future. So that can really help us determine A, what low means for our practice, and can help us determine how much to order. So that using reorder points, game changer on every single level. But also, what's also important is how you kind of use those, right? So if you're using them in your practice management system, or your reorder tags, or your reorder bins, or maybe you might have shelf labels with this information, whatever that looks like for you, you know, just be curious about it. And especially if you're just getting started, to be like, I wonder what might work best in my practice. I wonder what might, you know, work well here. And so I think the key is to not strive for perfection at first, right? Because, you know, not a lot of things come out perfect at first, but to just be curious and try things and just, you know, try and see what works, because I always think that there's no such thing as failure unless you haven't learned something. And so just kind of start taking that messy action and start small, right? You can say, oh, I'm going to try reorder points for my top 10 products, and then maybe my top 20, and then I'm going to move to my top 50. And, you know, maybe I'm going to try out reorder tags first. And maybe I might try to add in my practice management system. So you can start small. We don't have to have this massive change overnight, but small baby steps is still great progress, because we're taking these small baby steps and all of a sudden our inventory just starts to snowball. And then we've made so much more progress than we ever thought possible. So, And then also like leaning out your inventory to make sure that we don't have just a lot of things all over the place, right? We have like gauze in 18 different locations, and we have boxes of syringes and needles and different cabinets all over, and we have lots and lots of different kinds of things, right? So kind of streamlining, organizing, using our systems, that'll kind of cut down the amount of time that you spend managing inventory pretty drastically. So that's kind of the scoop for this episode. So in summary, how long does your inventory take to manage? It depends. So thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I truly appreciate it. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love for you to A, tell me about it, B, write a review. I just love hearing from you, hearing about your progress, and just hearing how you're doing. So thanks for letting me be a part of your inventory journey. Thanks for letting me be a part of your drive home or wherever you're listening to this. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Inventory Nation podcast and spending your time with me. I know your time is valuable and in short supply, so it truly is an honor. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe or leave a review. Be sure to visit vetlogic.co/podcast to access the show notes and discover additional links and resources. See you next time.